The woman we're about to meet has swept floors and waited tables and eventually earned a master's degree from Harvard. She's been imprisoned at home and lived in exile abroad, and now she is poised to make history. NPR's Ophebia Quist-Arkton profiles the woman who is about to become Liberia's next president.
Just a few weeks ago, Ellen Johnson Sirleaf electrified her supporters dancing and singing during a vigorous election campaign.
We see our president coming, we see her coming.
Today, the tireless 67-year-old looks set to become the first elected female head of state in Africa. Sitting in her spacious office at her home in the Liberian capital, Monrovia, she's thoughtful about the challenges ahead.
It's the last mile of a long road. I've paid the price, I've earned the stripes. And now I think the Liberian people just said she needs the opportunity to change Liberia. So everybody will never again feel disadvantaged that they have to resort to violence.
That's a tall order for any new leader of Liberia, man or woman, even with the backing of a 15,000-strong United Nations peacekeeping force. The presidential election was the nation's first after its 14-year civil war, and insecurity remains a major problem. The conflict devastated Liberia's infrastructure and left thousands of young, largely unschooled former fighters jobless. But Ellen Johnson Sirleaf says she's not afraid of hard work.
I got married at 17 years old. I worked in places like garages, you know. I worked in restaurants in America, attending tables to see myself through school after four children. So, you know, I've been through it all. I've been through the political struggle, started early. I've gone to prison for this. I've been exiled for this.
The Harvard master's graduate was twice a political detainee, and Liberian prison is not for the faint-hearted. Yet Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, who has served as a finance minister at the United Nations and at the World Bank, is perceived by many in and outside Liberia as a member of her country's privileged elite.
You know, I fit into any situation. I've lived in urban elitist Liberia, so I fit that role too. I'm at ease and at comfort in the company of market women as I am with presidents. And I'm not going to change because of this high office.
The popular touch. And Ellen Johnson Sirleaf was not opposed to a little tinkering by an image maker as she crisscrossed Liberia campaigning in her quest for the presidency. That led to a debate about what she should wear in her official campaign portrait, the African head tie or something more Western. Larry S. Gibson, an African-American law professor at the University of Maryland with a long personal association with Liberia, was one of Ellen Johnson Sirleaf's political campaign advisers. He chose the more Western business look.
It seemed to me that Ellen should send the signal that it is a new day for African women.
But Johnson Sirleaf still has to convince and win over many fellow Liberian women voters who are supporters of her opponent, millionaire soccer icon George Weah. They angrily protested against her apparent victory, and Weah has contested the presidential election outcome, alleging vote fraud.
Helena say, I'm 40 years old. Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, we don't want her. We don't want her. Because myself voted for George Weah, we don't want her. We don't want her today, not tomorrow.
I hope I can reconcile and unify all Liberians to make them all feel like they have a stake in the future, the country belongs to them, and they can share equally in its benefits.
Ellen Johnson Sirleaf says she has no illusions about the difficulties ahead at the helm and the uncertain future of Liberia as it struggles to shed the mantle of war and conflict and move forward. Ophebia Quist-Arkton, NPR News.